Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. And today I am again joined by Evan Cox, who is our marketing director, back with some more questions from the audience. Evan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Mason. Okay. It's that time of year, right? Everybody is wondering, as we look towards 2025, what trend are we going to see emerge? What things will stay? What things will fall by the wayside? If we think about that through the lens of ABM, what are the top two or three trends that you think will either emerge or are here to stay for 2025 and beyond?
We've got probably three, maybe a surprise fourth will come out, but we'll see. The number one trend that I'm actually starting to see more in B2B is influencer marketing as a general principle. There are many organizations that have started to explore how to leverage people that have viable LinkedIn audiences. And I'll just give context. I don't have that large of an audience in the grand scheme of things. Like, I'm still a pretty small fish, but I've got about 20,000 followers. And at the beginning of the year, I got no one asking me to post anything about their stuff and paying me to do so. And at this point, I probably get 3 to 4 inbound inquiries of people asking to leverage my network. So I know if I am getting that as a relatively small fish in a much larger pond, I can only imagine what people that have 100,000 or 150 or 200,000 followers are starting to experience. And I'm seeing that rise. Where I'm also starting to see people get really smart is actually looking at a target account list up against the network and the audience of the influencer to ensure that when we partner with an influencer, are we actually reaching the right audience? So I'm starting to see some companies, for lack of a word, like wise up to recognize that influencer marketing is just another distribution channel through which you can actually reach an audience. And if you think about that through the lens of, I know who these people are based on the influencer's audience, and you can find that information very publicly accessible on LinkedIn, then I want to make sure that I'm aligning the audiences that I'm going after with the influencers that I'm prioritizing and actually using influencers as a distribution channel for the context of an ABM program. So I think we'll start to see more in that in 2025. And I've specifically, again, started to have more conversations around people doing influencer marketing with us. And I'm starting to see people ask more around like the target accounts that we have within our networks and our audiences. So again, I think that that's something on the rise. Second thing is the use of AI and ABM. At the beginning of the year, when I was doing a lot of sales conversations, AI kind of came up, but it was very rare. It was also at much smaller organizations. We are now starting to see AI as a topic of conversation, actually as a part of the contract stage of like people are asking through the actual process of implementation of building an ABM program with Scrappy ABM, how do you use and leverage AI in the context of building an ABM program? And this is coming up about probably 25 to 30% of the time, like very late stage in the conversations. So I think we're going to start seeing more organizations using this. And the other thing for context is, Scrappy ABM now has a couple of $100 million to couple $1 billion clients. And I'm only sharing that because it used to be really small organizations that were trying to figure out efficiencies for their very like resource strapped teams. It's now happening in much larger enterprise organizations as well, where they're trying to figure out how to use AI as a part of their ABM program, typically around targeting, typically around like triggers and kind of scraping together information and data. But we're now also starting to see it used a lot more for content and a way to quote unquote personalize content at scale. So we're starting to see that. And I think the last thing is, I think ABM as a buzzword is actually going to decrease significantly. I think it's going to be almost immediately replaced by GTM if it hasn't already been already. I think that there's been actually a couple of posts from a friend named Sangram Verje. In my mind, he is still the godfather of cloud-based marketing. He has transitioned a lot of his time, energy, and focus to GTM. And he's even addressed, like, is GTM just ABM 2.0? Because he's got some really great charts that show, like, when GTM came on the scene from a Google search perspective, the search for ABM almost went down immediately. So what we're seeing is that less people are looking for ABM and more people are looking for GTM. And you're probably thinking, if you're listening to this podcast, Mason, are you not worried? I'm actually not, because I think what's happening is, again, ABM is becoming less and less of a buzzword. What that functionally means for our organizations and people that are trying to build ABM programs is they now at this point recognize the specific value of an ABM program. And they're not looking for the next flashy thing. I think some of the flashiness and the like grandeur of an ABM program has started to wear off. I think that's now transitioning to GTM. So again, I think if people are looking to build ABM programs next year, they'll probably real and true ABM programs and not just target account list display advertising, but are more a coordinated effort between marketing and sales.
I love that. Yeah. I think those three points are really helpful as we look towards 2025 and everything that it includes. If you have those discussions or internally align around what your viewpoint is for those three topics, it's going to set you up for a win.
Yeah. I'm sure there's probably a bunch of other trends that will happen. We'll probably end up doing a halfway through the year episode on this. But again, if you're trying to build an ABM program and you're prepared for those questions, then I think you'll be in a much better spot. So again, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.